With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The world's biggest COVID-19 vaccine study is underway, with the first of 30,000 planned volunteers helping to test shots created by the U.S. government.
What's it like to be part of the coronavirus vaccine study?
We've never really seen anything like this, and to be able to be part of, you know, hopefully finding a vaccine for it is huge.
Participant Melissa Harding. This study is now in phase three in what Anthony Fauci of NIH calls record time.
There was no compromise at all with regard to safety nor scientific integrity.
Volunteers won't know if they're getting the real shot or a dummy version. After two doses, scientists will closely track which group experiences more infections. I'm Shelley Adler.
The body of the late Representative John Lewis has arrived in Washington to lie in state as lawmakers gather to pay tribute to the longtime Georgia lawmaker and icon of the civil rights movement. Also at SRNNews.com, violence in the streets of Portland overnight. Also demonstrations under the cover of darkness in Seattle and Louisville, among other cities.
A weekend protest in Oakland, California in support of racial justice and police reform turned violent when a small group of demonstrators wearing helmets and goggles and carrying large signs that doubled as shields set fire to a courthouse, vandalized a police station, and shot fireworks at officers. About 700 demonstrators participated in what started as a peaceful march Saturday night, but then some broke from the larger group and smashed windows and spray-painted graffiti and pointed lasers at police. Several fires were set in the downtown area, including one at the Alameda County Superior Courthouse that was quickly contained. Ron DeRockster reporting.
The stocks higher on Wall Street. This week's financial headline event may be the two-day meeting of the Federal Reserve on interest rates that begins Tuesday. The Dow up 39 points. The NASDAQ ahead 143. This is SRN News.
For your Monday afternoon, mostly sunny with showers, maybe some thunderstorms, high 90. Tonight, partly cloudy, becoming mostly clear with low 76. Tuesday, mostly sunny with afternoon showers and thunderstorms, high 90. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy, low down to 77. And Wednesday, partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms, high again 90.
Mommy, why are we going to the store?
Mom, I want juice.
Your child will have different needs at different stages of life, and that includes the car seat. See, car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Protect your child's future at every stage of life. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat.
A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Ignition sequence time.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engines running. Commit. Liftoff.
Hey, welcome to SWAT Radio with Doug McCary of His Light Ministries. So happy you are listening today. I am Taylor Johnson, and if you'd like to join the discussion, please call us at 1-844-777-7928. That's 1-844-777-SWAT. Or you can email us at ask@swatradio.com. That's ask@swatradio.com. And if you are listening to the podcast because you missed us live, you can also hit us up with your questions on Facebook or Twitter. At SWAT Radio Talk is the handle. That's at SWAT Radio Talk on Facebook and Twitter. And it is Monday. Had a good weekend this past weekend. How about you, Doug?
Well, yeah, I'm real excited. And I was sharing with you before we came together. There's a couple things going on. Hey, by the way, if you're just tuning in to SWAT Radio, SWAT stands for Spiritual Warriors Advancing Truth. That truth is Jesus Christ. And it's His Word. His Word is truth. And I'm excited for a couple of reasons. One, I have not had my preaching Bible for 2 months. Now, your preaching Bible is the Bible that you write down insights that God gives you as you study His Word. If you're, you know, and if you preach, that's, for me, this is my most treasured possession. Yeah. I mean, it really is. If I was on a desert island, this would be what I would want. And so I reluctantly sent it to somebody to be rebound and to have some pages repaired because they were loose. And I'm so excited I got it back. I feel like Christmas came early.
It looks good.
So I was excited about that. But then also yesterday, my wife shared with me what was going on out in California. And, you know, it's really interesting. Last week, and I don't know if you saw this, Taylor, but the last week, the Supreme Court made a ruling on churches. Did you see that?
Did they make a ruling or refuse to hear?
Well, they refused to hear, but in refusing to hear...
That was the Nevada case.
Right? Yeah, they let it stand. What they did is they rejected hearing. It was a split decision, by the way.
Yeah, John Roberts was the one who was the deciding.
Thank you again, Judge Roberts, for your faithfulness to standing by the Constitution anyway. It was a 5-4 ruling, again, with John Roberts joining the...
liberal.
The liberal wing. And basically, they didn't provide any reasoning, any common practice where the high courts, you know, acts on emergency applications. There were three dissents, you know, from from the conservative justices. And basically what it was is Calvary Chapel out in Dayton Valley argued that it was being treated unfairly compared to casinos, restaurants, and amusement parks. Churches in that state have a 50-person limit order. While other businesses have been told to cut their availability to half of their fire code capacity, not churches.
So no matter how big the church is, it's 50
person limit? It's 50 people. Wow. So now Alito wrote that says, the Constitution guarantees the free exercise of religion. It doesn't say anything about the freedom to play craps or blackjack or to put tokens in a slot machine.
Yeah.
Or this is what Alito wrote. I thought it was a great dissent. Or to engage in any other game of chance. But the governor of Nevada has different priorities. Why? Because those people pay his political bills and put him there. So that Nevada would put gaming industry ahead of the church in this country is absurd. And that the justices abdicated their responsibility to act on the basis of the Constitution is wrong. The church's lawsuit had been rejected by district court and a circuit court before going up to the Supreme Court, where this is the second time they blocked an effort from the church to invalidate the state restrictions on attendance. Now, they had a case in May that was in California. Now, that's where I want to go next. This past weekend on Friday, the elders of Grace Church out in California, John MacArthur's a senior pastor, made a case for the church's duty to remain open. He has received hate mail. He has received a lot of bad press from this. But his message Sunday was Christ, not Caesar, is head of the church. And I want to read some excerpts from it. In fact, we're going to spend the majority of this week talking about the time is now for the church to stand up. And this whole week, the question that we have to ask ourselves is, who's bigger, the state or God? Who are you alleging yourself to, the state or God? Or fear, the idol of fear. Fear can be an idol. And, you know, John MacArthur took a stand on Sunday, much against, he basically said, I'm standing against the government of California and, if necessary, the government of the United States in this case, because this is no longer about the safety of people.
Well, the in California, you couldn't even sing in church. Like, that's if that's not arbitrary and, you know, authoritarian.
Well, they say nothing about protest. They say nothing about riots. They say nothing about liquor stores. And so
abortion gambling, clinics.
Abortion clinics. And so the whole thing is, he said, and I want to give you their website. Go to www.gracechurch.com church.org. If you are a pastor or a leader, go there and start taking a stand for Christ, because we have been silenced now. And people can talk about the online meetings, and that's great. But the truth is that really the church has been deemed non-essential by our government. Even though Donald Trump says we're essential, our president, and in the state of Florida, our governor says we're essential. We have been cowered down because it has far been shown now that the mortality rate for people, in fact, he mentioned the stats in California over the weekend, 0.002. If you are under 80, he said you have a 99.98% chance of surviving this illness like you would any other illness, because God designed the human body to fight illness. In fact, he never promised anybody over 80 anyway. If you go to the Bible, it says 70, and if you're a good man, maybe 80, right? So if you're over 80, you need to be thanking him for the life you have anyway. See, we live in a culture that celebrates hanging on to every dear second instead of looking to him for our time with him. And so I want to read, you know, we're going to spend this week looking at Daniel 3, Daniel 6, and Acts 4. And Daniel 3 is the story of Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. You may know them better as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Daniel 6 is Daniel. Both those three guys in chapter 3 and Daniel in chapter 6 were given orders by their heads of state that commanded them to do something against what God had said. Now, I know there's people out there now who may be listening and saying, well, you know, we can still meet online. We can still do Zoom. Well, that's really not assembling.
Yeah, and not everyone can do that.
And no, and the truth is, it's really not assembling.
Yeah.
You're showing your face, but how many people can really talk to each other over Zoom? How many people can really connect over Zoom? The church was never designed to be a teaching platform only. It was designed to be teaching, worship, expression, communion together, and fellowship. How many people have taken communion over Zoom? I mean, it's okay for a week or two, but, and that's what he makes the point when he was sharing. He said, listen, when this first came out, we didn't know. We were told millions were going to die, and the prudent, wise thing to do was to try to protect people. But now we see that the mortality rate, they were wrong on. We see the spread rate, the way they've been wrong on. First they said no mask, now they say mask. When protesters are out there, they don't say a word.
Yeah, doctors signed a letter saying that this is not going to affect COVID. Like, what? You know, I just, it's, well, ideologically, the church is at odds with the nation as far as where we're at.
Well,
whole spread, you know what I mean?
Well, scripture doesn't mandate conscientious obedience to all governing authority, kings, governors, employers, and their agents. I mean, we should obey them, except when what they do overreaches their authority into God's authority. And that's what he says has happened. I mean, when the government is acting and not limiting what God would tell you to do or instruct us to do, you should obey them. And that's clear from Romans 13 and 1 Peter 2. But when they don't have authority over the church. They don't. God has that authority. And so when we come back, I want to read a couple of statements from their statement about a biblical case for the church's duty to remain open. And we're going to talk about this today. And if you want to join us, you're welcome to call in.
Yeah, we will be back with more after the break. We'd like to give a special thanks to our sponsors, Ace Door and Window, as well as a special thanks to our sponsors, Tom Neal Trucking and Jeff Andrews of Highway to Eternity Ministries. If you would like to sponsor the program, please email Doug at SWATradio.com. That's Doug at SWATradio.com. We'll be right back.
If you'd like to contact SWAT Radio, the toll-free number is 1-844-777-7928. That's 844-777-7928 or 844-777-SWAT. You can also listen to this program through the WTRJ The Truth app from the App Store or over the Internet by accessing www.swatradio.com. We'll be back shortly for further discussion and to take your calls.
We're so grateful for having people like Tom Neal Truck Company sponsoring SWAT Radio. Tom Neal Truck Company is located at 417 Edgewood Avenue South in Jacksonville, Florida. Tom Neal is a full-service franchise truck dealer for Freightliner, Western Star, Volvo, Isuzu, and Sprinter vans, offering new and used truck sales, service, parts and truck rental and leasing to the North Florida and South Georgia truck market. More information on Tom Neal Truck Company is located at www.tomneal.com. That's www.tomneal.com.
Welcome back to SWAT Radio. SWAT stands for Spiritual Warriors Advancing Truth. With that in mind, we've been talking about John MacArthur and his sermon that he had this past Sunday, yesterday. And he had the church packed, which is in defiance of the order in California. And talking about that situation as well as the broader context of the Supreme Court refusing to hear a church's petition, in Nevada, in order to be able to stay open, and they declined to hear that case, is effectively saying that it is okay for the church to be muzzled, I guess is how
well,
I put it.
Well, yeah, in his statement, and by the way, you can read the statement if you go to www.gracechurch.org. That's www.gracechurch.org. I encourage you, share it with your pastors, let them see it, call on them to join in standing as a church, to be bold leaders, because when, you know, he points out that basically there's three institutions in our human society that God has established: the family, the state, and the church. And by state, we mean the government. Mm-hmm. Each institution has its own little sphere of authority within jurisdiction. You know, he says jurisdictional limits that must be respected. Just like in, you know, when dealing with law enforcement, you know, the guys in St. John's County can't just pop over into Duval and arrest people there for violations of St. John's County ordinances, because they may be different than Duval.
Yeah, unless they got
a cross connection going on and they're working together on something. But God established these three institutions, and he points out that a father's authority is limited to his family. Mm. I don't have authority over your family, but God's placed me in authority over my family. Church leaders, which basically are sub-shepherds or under-shepherds, that their authority is limited to church matters. That, you know, what's going on within the church. And so, and government is tasked with civil peace and the well-being within the boundaries of that nation or community. But God did not give civic rulers authority over the doctrine, the practice, or the policy of the local church. That is not their area of influence that God gave. And so biblical framework limits the authority of each one of these institutions, he says. The church doesn't have the right to meddle in the affairs of a family individually, you know, an individual family, and ignore parental authority. God placed that parent in that family to lead them,
right,
unless it's a biblical matter, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If it's something they just, we may disagree, elders may disagree with a family how they handle it, but they don't have the right to just go in because they don't like the way they do it unless it's unbiblical. Now, parents don't have the authority to manage civil matters. And similarly, the government has no right to interfere in church matters in a way that undermines or disregards God-given authority to pastors and leaders. Well, if you think about what's been going on over the last few months, the state or the government, that institution have exceeded the bounds of jurisdiction because that's overreach what they've done, because they are regulating worship. They are banning singing. They are banning the number of people. They're not doing this in other areas. They are actually prohibiting gatherings and services. They then step outside that God-ordained authority, and it is an overreach. And so what MacArthur said is, in response to the recent state order to limit or suspend all meetings, and they said indefinitely, they said, "We, the pastors and elders of Grace Church, respectfully inform our civic leaders that they've exceeded their legitimate jurisdiction, and faithfulness to Christ prohibits us from observing these restrictions." And so basically they call that, you know, Caesar has tried to come in and say, you know what, you're going to do church this way.
Yeah.
And Caesar doesn't control the church. He's subject to God. So Jesus affirmed that principle when he told Pilate, he said, "You will have no authority over me unless it was given you above." And I am so excited because now we've got a leader who is standing up and saying, okay, this is enough.
Yeah.
It's time for the church to stand. And, you know, as I sit there and listen to him, one of the things that was just striking to me, and I haven't heard anybody teach on it until John MacArthur taught on it this past week, was when Daniel was ordered to not pray, it was only a 30-day ban. It wasn't forever. Now, he could have just said, you know what, for the next 30 days, I'm going to do that. But he didn't. He said, nope, I'm not only going to pray, I'm going to do it openly. And what I appreciate, they didn't try to hide what they're doing out there. They said, okay, this is wrong. It's overreach. We've seen now that this is all politically motivated or not. It's still being indiscriminately administered to people, and it's overreach. And God says in his word to assemble together, and we're not going to do this anymore. And if you're willing to stand with us, sign up with us as leaders, and let's stand together. And so again, go to gracechurch.org and sign. It says sign now. And you, all you're signing is saying, we're standing with you. We as leaders. So if you're a pastor, if you're a leader in a church, get your pastor and your elders to watch this and at least have a discussion about it, because we have been seen as impotent and ineffective and non-essential, and it's got to stop. As believers, we have been far more concerned about people's physical health than their spiritual health. There are people rotting around us going to hell, and we are doing nothing to change that. We're not even acting like it's a big deal. We're more concerned with our own health and safety than we are the spiritual safety and health of people around us. And I just really appreciate the fact that he did that. And
do you think that it shows a lack of faith to be afraid to be open, to open the churches and stuff, like a fear of the virus over the, you know, God's providence?
Yeah, I think we've made an idol out of our safety. And I think that's easy to do. Now, listen, there's a difference between you know, when, and he was asked, well, why are you doing this now? Why didn't you do this at the beginning? Well, in the beginning, we were told it was going to kill millions of people. Mm-hmm. They didn't know what it was. And they asked people to do this to be, it was the wise and prudent thing to do. But now it's been shown that it's only killing 0.002% of the people. And the people that it is impacting are those over 80. Mm-hmm. So let's protect the weak, mm-hmm. but let's not inhibit the meeting and forsake the assembling of ourselves together, because the church, by definition, is not the building, it's the assembly.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what the word mean. The word ecclesia means the assembly of called out mm-hmm. ones. And so you can't have a non-assembling assembly. That's kind of like oxymoronic to even think that way, right? And so in Hebrews, it says, don't forsake the meeting together. And man, we've been doing it, and we've been doing it through Zoom. Mm-hmm. And it was okay to do that for a couple of weeks. But you know what? We've not been meeting since early March.
Yeah.
That's a third of the year mm-hmm. that we've not met as churches. Now, some have, not all, but some have. But a lot of churches still aren't meeting. And so when the state restricts church attendance to just a certain number, or trying to impose a restriction that makes it impossible to gather mm-hmm. and puts and basically a prohibits singing. Think about that.
Yeah.
In worship service, then they're going above in principle what really we should follow, mm-hmm. I think. And when their officials mandate distancing, they're trying to impose a restriction that in principle makes it possible to be close, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I watched the service, and they were packed.
Yeah,
they had a packed house. I think I only saw three masks in the whole house. And people go, well, that's crazy. That's foolish. Well, I want you to go back 6 months in time. Let's go back a year in time. Let's go back last year this time, and somebody came up to you and said, well, you know, it's flu season. We all need to be wearing masks. What would you have said?
No.
Nobody would have bought into that.
Yeah.
We have been slow boiled in the kettle pot to buying into this. And if you look at what's happening, we are moving very rapidly, I think, to control mm-hmm. and being controlled.
Yep.
And having our freedoms eroded, which I believe is going to happen as mm-hmm. we get closer to Christ's return. But
does that mean you just let it happen, or do you, you know, do what is in your power to?
I think what I believe is that you live by biblical principles.
Right. Yeah.
There are going to be people that ultimately end up being martyred for Christ mm-hmm. one day who give their lives for Christ all the time.
Yeah.
And so why are we allowing fear? Mm-hmm. I want you to think of all the people that have died alone in the last 5 months or 4 months because of COVID. Mm-hmm. And where were the saints?
Yeah.
Where were the saints to go in and minister to them?
Mm-hmm.
Where were the saints to go in and share with them? Doctors go in, nurses go in, but we were not essential people.
You know? And they said, you know, if masks work, they should work in the hospital, for one. And two, I think of Martin Luther when they had an outbreak of the bubonic plague. His mandate was that you have a post if you're a preacher, and you should stay and only leave if you can find someone to take your position. So he was there ministering to people throughout the bubonic plague, which, I mean, compared to what we have going on now, is much more deadly.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
You know, but we have not taken that stance. And I think part of it might be having the electronics and stuff like that. But I think it's time now to...
It's time to stand.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All right, we will be right back with more after the news. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. At SWAT Radio Talk is the handle. That's at SWAT Radio Talk. You can also download our SWAT app in the App Store. You're listening to SWAT Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Volunteers are rolling up their sleeves to take part in the biggest test yet of an experimental COVID-19 vaccine. The first of some 30,000 volunteers are receiving shots created by the U.S. government as part of an all-out global race to stop the outbreak. It will be months before results trickle in. The body of late Representative John Lewis has arrived at the U.S. Capitol Rotunda as lawmakers gather to pay tribute to the longtime Georgia lawmaker and icon of the civil rights movement. Orders to U.S. factories for big-ticket manufactured goods rose a solid 7.3% in June. That's the second big monthly gain as manufacturers try to climb out of a spring slump that was triggered by the pandemic, according to the Commerce Department. On Wall Street, stocks remain higher. The Dow up 23 points. The NASDAQ is up also. This is SRN News.
There's major delays because of road construction because of an earlier accident on I-10 eastbound at US 301, blocking all the eastbound lanes. Also major delays because of a crash at Butler Boulevard westbound between Gate Parkway and Southside Boulevard, blocking two left lanes there. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, low 76. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a chance of scattered showers, high 90.
When we've been deeply wounded by a friend or family member, forgiveness can seem unwise, as though we're letting the perpetrator off the hook. Be sure to listen Monday when Chuck Swindoll invites his wife Cynthia to share her compelling story of forgiveness and redemption on Insight for Living.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice, tell the same old lies, if you're trying to fill the same old holes inside, there's a better life, there's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom, save it. He's a prison-shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. We've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. And we've all run to things we know just ain't right. And there's a better life. There's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need.
Welcome back to SWAT Radio. That was Zach Williams with Chainbreaker. If you're just joining us, you can call us at 1-844-777-7928. That's 1-844-777-SWAT. Or you can email us at ask@swatradio.com. That's ask@swatradio.com. We've been talking about the state of affairs between the church and the civil authority, particularly talking about John MacArthur and his message this past Sunday. So we would love to have you guys call in and give us your thoughts if you've been listening. And if you haven't been listening, we're going to tell you a little bit more about what he's been talking about, and that is that the church and the state are separate, the spheres are separate, and that the state trying to impinge upon the church is a violation of their God-given authority.
Yeah, so. It sure is. And, you know, Jim Dennison in his He does a daily article. It was interesting that he quotes Jesus from Luke 21, saying that nation's going to rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. Mm. And Putin, which you haven't heard much of lately, said yesterday that the Russian Navy is armed with hypersonic nuclear strike weapons and underwater nuclear drones.
Mm.
Now, think about that.
Mm.
He came out yesterday. He's saying something like that. And then people in our State Department are saying that the U.S. and China are closer than ever to an armed conflict.
Yep.
And you hear that. We haven't even talked about those things, mm-hmm. right? Second, he says in Luke 21, there's going to be earthquakes in various places. This is all leading up to the end, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there was almost an 8-point earthquake in Alaska last week.
Oh, wow.
Did you hear about that?
Mm-mm.
Didn't even hear about it. Yeah. These things are happening, right? You think about COVID, even though it's not that deadly mm-hmm. for everybody, it's still, you would have thought the bubonic plague hit the world.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So you think about going into hurricane season. We mm-hmm. think about hurricanes affecting us. There's cyclones. I just got an email from my friend over in India where a huge flood. If I showed you pictures, they're horrific. I can't even look at them because it shows people drowning in them that people are sending him where they are ministering. And so other countries are escalating the persecution of Christians. And now, even in America, we are seeing, really, we're not accustomed to the government intruding into church. Mm-hmm. This is new for us. But it's really not in the sense of history, because if you go back to when John Calvin was in Geneva, church officials there were trying to fend off attempts by the city council to govern aspects of worship back then.
Mm.
They were trying to tell churches how they could worship, how they could discipline people within the church. They were trying to restrict them. And if you think about even the Church of England, they've always mingled. Mm-hmm. Why? They've mingled the church and the state because the British Crown and the Parliament were always meddling in the church mm-hmm. affairs. In 1662, all the Puritans were kicked out of their pulpits. Why?
Yep.
Because they refused to bow to the government mandates.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were supposed to use the Book of Common Prayer. And if they didn't use that, a lot of people don't even know this part of the history. They had to wear certain vestments. They had to have other things that the state was interceding and saying, you've got to do this. In fact, do you know that the British monarch still claims to be the supreme governor and head of the Anglican Church?
Oh, wow.
Did you know that?
I mean, I guess it makes sense, but I didn't ever think about that.
But who's the true head of the church?
Yeah, Christ. Yeah.
He is. And what I love about what MacArthur said in their statement as elders is, we intend to honor that truth in all our gatherings. For that reason, we cannot accept and we will not bow to the intrusive restrictions that government officials now are imposing on our congregation. So we offer this without rancor and not out of hearts that are combative or rebellious, but with a sobering awareness that we have to answer to the Lord Jesus for the stewardship that he has given us as shepherds. To government officials, we respectfully say with the apostles, and this is Acts 4, we're going to look at this later in the week, whether it is right in the sight of God to give heed to you rather than to God, you be the judge. And our unhesitating reply to that question is the same as the apostles. We must obey God rather than men. And their prayer is that every faithful congregation in the country, in fact, in the world, will stand with them in obedience to our Lord as Christians have done throughout the centuries. I'm calling on you, if you're listening to this, go to their website, gracechurch.org, and just sign the Stand With Us in support of the biblical mandate, gather for worship. Stand up for Jesus. Mm-hmm. Stop being a cowering, fear-filled person, because the Bible says cowards will not inherit the kingdom. Go to Revelation and read. We are to be people of faith. We are to be speaking the truth. We are to care more about people's spiritual condition than their physical condition.
Yeah.
And we're to care more about people's spiritual condition than our own physical condition.
Yep.
That is where I think where the rubber meets the road, Taylor. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where the state has stifled us. Now, are there people, this is not everybody. There are pockets. But as far as I know, he's one of the first leaders on a national level to say, okay,
yep,
we're standing for Jesus here. He's our head.
Yeah, and I'm curious to see, what the response will be, not from the world, but from the church at large, and whether they'll stand with him or if it's going to be a break. Have you seen anything as far as a church response to his message?
I have not. The only thing that I've seen so far is the what I call the sewer feeds of social media, Twitter and that kind of stuff. I have not seen any public, the public responses I've seen from people have all been pretty good. I mean, they've all been fairly.
What would you say to somebody who, they send this to their pastor and they're really more on the line of, we should be meeting, and the pastor's like, no, we're not going to do that. What would you tell somebody to do in that instance?
Well, first of all, you have to do what God says in his word. And he says, first of all, if you're in a local church and a part of a local church community, that you must submit yourself to those elders. And so it doesn't matter what the issue is. If you bring an issue to the elders, and the elders, if you feel like they're not lining up biblically, then you need to find a church that's going to line up biblically. And that's unfortunately where we are. It used to be there was one church in every city, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
But now we've got different denominations. That's how denominations started. People said, well, we believe it's wrong to drink wine, and we don't believe it's wrong to drink wine. So different convictions started different churches, different views on eschatology, different views on salvation, as far as sovereignty versus Arminian. Or at least, so all that to say is I encourage you, regardless of whether they agree or not, at least have the discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Because unless your church has been winning people to Christ in the midst of this pandemic and you're seeing people respond to the gospel, then why wouldn't we have the discussion about we need to stand up and show people we're essential? We need to put God on display. That's the whole purpose of the church anyway.
Yeah.
He says back in Exodus, I will make you my people, and you will be for me a holy people, a set apart people. Do you see any difference between the churches in America and the people in the business world in America? We're all doing the same thing. We're following business principles most of the time.
Yeah.
And so what MacArthur has said is, he said, looking forward, they've already canceled major events in 2021.
Yeah.
Which that's a signal that they're going to keep doing this.
Yep.
Why? It makes no sense to me, except that I believe that we know that the father of lies has some limited temporary authority in the world, and he moves leaders and he manipulates leaders like he did Ahab to take the Naboth's vineyard.
Yeah.
Like he moved in people throughout the Bible. We see that. And so he's moving people here. Our hope is not in 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Our hope is not in the fact that they're going to find a vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
Our hope is that there has been a cure for sin that was found 2,000 years ago, actually longer than that. It's been around forever.
Yeah.
And he came 2,000 years ago to give us hope. And if we are not showing hope to people in the midst of this, then we're basically allowing Satan to win here temporarily.
Yeah, I would agree with you. We will be back in a minute. That's where we're going to leave it at that. We'd like to give a shout out to our listeners in Virginia listening at the Lighthouse. as well as our listeners in Meridian, Mississippi, listening on WMER, as well as those locally here in Jacksonville, listening on 91.7 The Truth. We'll be right back.
This program has the potential to reach millions of men each week. If you'd like to learn how you can support this unique program that is helping men understand the truth about Jesus through God's Word and how to impact their lives and the lives of others, then go to www.swatradio.com. Then click on the donate link to help SWAT Radio pass on the truth for the next generation.
SWAT Radio is brought to you in part by Ace Door and Window Service, Inc. Ace Door and Window Service, Inc. is a full-service sales door and window installation company. Both of the owners are licensed contractors and are involved in the daily operations of the company. All of their trucks are company-owned and fully equipped. Their mission is to provide Jacksonville and the surrounding area with door and window replacement services. To learn more, call 904-701-3667. That's 904-701-DOOR. Or online at www.acedoor.com.
David Crowder with All My Hope. Welcome back to SWAT Radio. If you would like to join the discussion, please call us at 1-844-777-7928. That's 1-844-777-SWAT. Or you can email us at ask@swatradio.com. That's ask@swatradio.com. And if you're just joining us, we've been talking today about the sphere of authority that the church has versus the sphere of authority that the state has, and what to do if the state exceeds its authority in the church.
Which they have in California, for sure, and I think even across the U.S.
I think
it's happened. You know, we are talking this week, we're going to be looking at the book of Daniel. And that'd be a good book for you to camp out in for a little while. And I just want you to, and if you want to call, by the way, you're welcome to call in. 844-777-SWAT, 844-777-7928. Or you can send a question to ask@swatradio.com or doug@swatradio.com. But Daniel has not just one, but two stories of defying government authority. After there was the initial story in chapter one where they requested to go against what the king's command was. He wanted them to eat. And they said, no, we don't want to eat your food because that would violate our dietary laws. They asked because they were prisoners, right? But then they were put in positions of authority after Nebuchadnezzar saw what incredible favor God gave these men. And the people all around them hated them. Why? Because the people of the world who are led by Satan will always hate the people of God. They always will. They will always be looking to take down God's people. In fact, Jesus said in his word that we will be persecuted. He says, if they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. And he says in Matthew 5, he said, you're blessed when people insult you and persecute you and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. He says, rejoice and be glad. It says also in 2 Timothy 3, all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. So I've had several conversations with people who are leaders in their churches, and they felt like it was the Good Samaritan thing, or the compassionate thing to do, to abide by the government mandates. And I think early on that was true.
Mm-hmm.
But now we've pushed into 20 weeks.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, if you go back and you look at all the news reports from 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago when the rioting happened,
mm-hmm.
and the protest happened, you won't hear COVID mentioned one time during those news reports.
Yeah.
In fact, even today, people are allowed to do certain things, but the church that's seen as weak and ineffective and non-essential is told you can only have a certain number of people, you can't sing, and these limits are placed on. And it got appealed all the way to the one institution that's supposed to safeguard, mm-hmm. in this country, the constitutional rights to assemble. And they said, no, we're not going to do that. And so I believe what's happening right now is a dividing line. And we are basically... have to come to this awareness that we've got to answer to God for what we do. Mm-hmm. Are we going to cower out of fear? Are we going to stand up for Jesus? You can still be respectful of people. I mean, if I know you're fearful and you're not a believer, I'm fine with doing something, wearing a mask to not offend you.
Right.
But but we can't live in fear any longer. We can't allow the government to limit what God has told us to do. And so I'm calling on you as pastors out there to tell your people, let's start meeting. Come meet. Governor DeSantis in the state of Florida said churches are essential. President Trump, the leader of our country, says churches are essential. So meet. Have them come together and meet. Sing. Praise God, get together, celebrate communion. If you want to implement procedures and help those that are vulnerable, those at risk, then do that.
Mm-hmm.
But don't not meet because the government is telling you to, because I think this thing has gone on far too long, and it's become painfully obvious the motivations are not health anymore,
yeah,
regardless of what people may mm-hmm. say.
And I think that, you know, if you're not in leadership, why not invite some of your friends who maybe be like-minded to watch the sermon that your pastor is having together, and maybe be a little bit more like the church in the early days, meeting in homes and stuff like that. So at least you're still gathering, whether your church is or not, if you don't feel led to find a new church. Especially going through letters to the church and kind of looking at ways to be more knit together in our lives, you know, that's a good way to maybe start moving down that road too.
Well, I know that in the message yesterday, he listed statistics of the number of people that have died.
Mm.
And the number of people that are dying from suicide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the people that are dying from liver disease and cancer and heart disease that have not been able to go to a hospital, yep. because they've been restricted.
Mm-hmm.
The numbers of those people far outweigh the numbers of people that have died from COVID.
And that is ironically... what we've done is made COVID more deadly by the third and fourth order after effects, you know, of people, you know, committing suicide because they lost their job, or not being able to get an elective surgery, quote unquote, and stuff like that. And yeah, or people just being afraid and not going in to the hospital if they have, you know, a heart attack or something like that, because they're afraid of COVID-19, you know? So it's something that, you know, you could, yeah, to give the benefit of the doubt, you could say, oh, you know, it was done out of a proper concern for the populace, but it was not that well thought out. And then when you look at the church and how the church has been treated on top of that, you know, it's, yeah, I, I have, since this started, I've felt like the church should meet regardless, but that's been where I've been at, and not a lot of people been there. And you know, as
I've been there, I've been there with you. I'm with you.
It's good to see someone, you know, with much more influence say, "Hey, we need to get back to meeting."
Well, and that's why I want you, if you're listening today, I really encourage you to go to the Grace Church website. If you go to www.gracechurch.org, that's gracechurch.org, and you just if you go to their homepage, on their homepage they a statement from our pastors and elders, and you click on that and it takes you to the statement about the what's going on, and you can actually sign to stand with Grace Church. And I would encourage you to do that. It says, "Stand with us in support of the biblical mandate to gather for corporate worship." I really encourage you to do that. And if you speak Spanish, you can do that. Click on that and you can do it. It doesn't matter whether you're in Virginia, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, Florida, wherever you are, North Dakota, stand with them and say, you know what? We are standing. We got a question from Gabriel. Thank you, Gabriel, from emailing. Doesn't the First Amendment allow for the church to assemble? I'm going to read you what the First Assemble, I mean, what the First Amendment says. "Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances." So I absolutely believe that under the First Amendment, that the church has every right to meet pending like a national or national disaster for a momentary or limited amount of time. And that's what he said in their statement, that, that you know, that this was limited, but it's going on for 20 weeks. And it's not cross-applied to other areas. That's the problem.
Yeah.
And so now it becomes discretionary what they're doing, and they're saying the church can't sing, the church can't do this. And I think John MacArthur is right in what he's doing here. You may not agree with his theology, but I certainly hope that you'll agree with the stand that he's taking on this, because I believe biblically he's right that we have been far too coward in our response to this virus. And we need to stand up and say, you know what? The Christians have always been the people that have been the leaders in boldness, saying we will care for people and worry more about others than ourselves. And I think we're walking around in fear, and it's got to stop.
Yeah. And, you know, like you were saying, that maybe you don't agree with his theology or his biblical the biblical principles that he draws from, which I do. There still are our government structure is such that the church should not be impeded upon as well. So regardless of where you're at, I think it's pretty clear, both biblically and from our country's constitution, that you know the church has the right to meet and should be free to meet as they please.
Well, tomorrow when we come back, we're going to look at Daniel 3, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and we're going to look at this. We are constantly put in positions that test our faith. Will we pass that test?
Oh, yeah. All right. You've been listening to SWAT Radio. If you missed any of this program or would like to listen to past programs, please visit www.swatradio.com. That's www.swatradio.com. Or listen to our podcast by searching SWAT Radio. You can also download our SWAT app in the App Store. Join us weekdays at 3 o'clock for more SWAT Radio. We will see you then. Thanks for tuning in.
If you missed a SWAT Radio broadcast this week and would like to hear any show in its entirety, then go to SWATradio.com. Click on Past Shows, where you can listen to the broadcast. Also, if you're looking for a band of brothers that gather around God's Word to be a part of, then go to SWATradio.com and email one of our hosts and they can get you plugged in to one of the local SWAT Bible studies. Tune in next time to explore how SWAT Radio is strengthening spiritual.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia.